It's one not cotton or corn.
One cotton. One of was it wheat?
No, this looks like a weed. I asked somebody once around Jackson, and they called it a sticker weed.
Well, she'll call them sticker weeds here. That's about what it was. Sticker weeds.
They said they're really hard to get rid of.
Because some little flowers done bloom.
I don't know.
Well, now some of them with them stickers on, we call them sticker weeds. Sticker weeds grow straight up.
And they'll be sticking up above the grass.
That's right.
And they'll have kind of fuzzy tops, like maybe weed. Like dandelions.
Uh-huh. Sticker weeds. That's what they call them.
That's what I heard someone say.
Mm-hmm. Sticker weeds.
All right. The place where you grow crops on a farm is out in the...
In the fields.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have, say, let's see, if you're growing tobacco, would you call that a tobacco field?
Tobacco field. Weed field, they call it. Some of them call it. But I call it a tobacco field. Because I done saw tobacco grow and got long, wide leaves.
Do they grow any tobacco in this area?
They used to grow it here, but they don't grow it no more here.
I see. If you have a small place of tobacco, would you ever call that a tobacco patch?
Tobacco patch.
Now, with a patch, what's the difference in a patch and a field?
Well, I don't see any difference, because the field is a field, and I reckon they just call the tobacco name, hit that name, patch.
Would a patch be smaller patch than a field, maybe?
I don't know. Let me see. Patch, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Patch.
Do you ever hear somebody say a watermelon patch or a cotton patch?
Oh, yeah, I used to raise watermelon. Well, the patch looked like it ought to be the biggest.
The biggest?
The biggest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bigger than a field.
Bigger than a field.
I see. Then let's see, cotton, would that be a field or a patch?
Cotton field. Cotton field, all I know.
Okay, and what wheat would be a?
Wheat field.
Does that sound right to you? Mm-hmm. Okay, and a watermelon, would that be?
Be a watermelon patch. They call it watermelon patch.
I see. All right. What would you call the fence on a farm that is around the house itself? What would it be made of?
Wire.
All right.
Wire fence.
Uh-huh. What kinds of wire are fences made out of?
Sticky wire. Some of them made out of sticky wire because there's some red there. Sticky wire.
Like
barbed wire.
Like that one I just crawled under.
Now you call that wait now. You ought to call that red there barbed wire. I call that barbed wire because that yellow is sticky wire. All I know the name.
Let's see now what the difference is.
See, that just like that you got on
the... barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
Two rows are the barbed wire?
Yeah.
Okay, now what's sticky wire?
Sticky wire on top, ain't it?
Now the sticky wire is on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger wire on the bottom
I call it barbed wire.
That's the barbed wire.
Yeah.
Has the big squares.
Yeah, barbed wire.
Okay. Did you ever see a picket fence?
Picket fence, because I have had, I left a picket fence.
Did you?
I sure did.
Are they nailed?
Nail them with a nail. Nail them with a nail. I buy my nails and find old nails and nail them pickets on the fence.
Ah. Talking about nailing, you say, I took a hammer and the nail in the wall, I drew.
That way I do, I take the hammer and nail in the wall and take the hammer and take that nail and nail them pickets just straight on. Just like you're fixing a house.
I see.
Make your yarn.
I'm talking about what you say you're referring to putting the nail in the wall. You say, I took a hammer and I drew the nail.
I took a hammer and I